Switching off after work has a lot of benefits, but it's easier said than done. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jane Gifkins, research fellow at Griffith University, examines why it's so important.
After work, have you ever replayed in your mind every task that occurred during the working day? Wouldn't it be great to flick the off switch when you leave work so you can completely forget about it? The benefits of doing so are well documented: greater happiness and health and well-being. It is not enough to be physically away from work. Workers need to be able to forget about work as well. This is known as psychological detachment, which is a recovery experience that reduces fatigue and encompasses restorative behaviours and activities. Psychological detachment is important, as physically detaching from work or refraining from work activities and psychologically or disconnecting mentally allows for the deactivation of the physiological stress response to allow for rest and sleep. My investigation of shift working nurses reported psychological detachment post shifts was linked to improved health and lower fatigue. There are numerous home activities which can encourage workers to focus on what they're doing rather than dwelling on work. This list of leisure activities which can assist with detachment is endless. However, it is more about what the individual finds pleasurable and engaging. Whether listening to music or walking the dog, post-work activities should not be prescriptive but fit around our existing commitments. Switching off from work also means not letting work come home with you. Where possible, complete all work tasks so these aren't on your mind at home. Unplug from technology by not checking work emails and texts to allow for work-home segmentation. Notably, working from home has made this more difficult, but setting these types of routines can help put physical as well as mental boundaries around your work.
That was Jane Gifkins of Griffith University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.